Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
It's hard to believe that just a few weeks ago, I was 35, single, heartbroken, lonely, and waiting for the one. And now, well, look at me.
This is so hot.
Seriously, look at me. Having the best sex of my life with a 24-year-old Brazilian model.
I've never had sex with someone so old.
Thanks?
God, it's awesome.
How did I get here? It all started the day I made the life-changing decision to just say yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Let's go again.
Okay. Woohoo! Ooh. Oh, where was I? Oh, yeah. Saying yes. And this is how it happened. Love, Sex, and Frankie.
Happy birthday, Frankie.
Thanks.
You gonna let me up?
Who is it?
It's me, Beth.
Who is it?
Happy birthday, love.
Thank you. So, I'm Frankie. Well, my real name is Francesca. But my people call me Frankie. And by my people, I am also referring to my local bartenders, the barista at my local coffee shop, and, well, anyone else that might write my name on my coffee cup.
I didn't get you anything. You accepting IOUs?
All good.
How is it?
Party anxiety at a solid 9. Is that a hickey?
Oh, yeah, this guy from Love Elixir. He's ghosting me now, though.
Love Elixir?
Yeah, a new app for fluid people. We had a date, went back to his place, yada yada.
You swore off sex on the first date.
Yeah, but the last guy I didn't have sex with ghosted me, then I found him on Instagram, married.
You're the best stalker.
I know. So when no sex got me ghosted, I thought I'd try a new strategy. But seriously, he was hot. You should so try Love Elixir.
Yeah, nah. I'm definitely fine without that drama.
But are you fine without that sex, though?
You know I'm...
Is Ben coming?
I let him know, but I don't know if he'll show.
There she is. Happy birthday, my baby. Mazel tov. Oh, I love you.
Love you too. Dad, ouch. You really still gotta pinch my cheeks like I'm 2 years old. Dad, you smell like weed. Mom?
Here, babe. You want a hit?
I'm good, Ma. Wow, 35. My baby girl is all grown up and so single and so independent. Am I right? You show them how it's done, babe.
Thanks.
Do you have to do the dance as well? I mean, everyone knows I'm a single.
It's my move.
Oh my gosh, Roger and Mandy, my favorite couple.
Tyson, that's right. We're actually my favorite couple too, you know?
Mine too. My Rogie is still the sexiest man alive. You should be on the cover of People magazine, Rogie. Who even is Brad Pitt? I'm sure he can't do the Upper Vitica.
The Upper Viti what?
Kama Sutra Position 7. Oh, the bliss.
Oh, stop.
How did I get so lucky? It was true love since I first laid eyes on her at our first day of college. College and high school sweethearts are soulmates. It runs in our family. You know, that's where everyone in our family met their significant other. It runs through our veins like butter on warm challah. That's how you find true love. Not like these days. Oy. Speaking of, is Ben here?
He, wait. Snacks? You've got a munchies table? Our little girl thinks of everything. Such a shame. In case you haven't heard, I'm 35 today. Yep. Woo fucking who. But apparently, I'm failing miserably at life because I'm 35, single, no kids. And for some reason, I thought it'd be a great idea to throw myself a birthday party. Well, I was wrong. And this is when it all really starts going downhill. Ugh, I need a drink. Hey, you, what are you drinking there?
Vodka.
That'll do. Thanks.
Frankie, happy birthday, dear. Here, a gift. Just something small.
Aunt Joan, thanks. You shouldn't have
pleasure. You know, your 40s is the best sex for the woman.
But I'm not 40.
Whatever. It's just a little something to spice up your relationship. Don't tell your mom.
Thanks, but I don't have a boyfriend anymore.
Again? Well, I'll just take that gift back. You really don't know how to keep them, do you? And you give dating advice for a living? Good thing you use a pseudonym.
Hey, Girl Mag is the most popular teen mag on the market. And my Agony Aunt pages regularly almost get the most traffic. Besides, someone's got to help those teens work it all out and navigate the trepid breaking coming-of-age waters.
What about your hot roommate?
What? Tyson?
No.
Yeah, he's in a relationship with a really amazing guy, remember?
You should really freeze your eggs.
What the? Freeze my eggs?
Francesca Bloom.
Huh? Ben! And there he was. Ben. Of course it was. He came. He always did show up when it mattered most. And we had a pact. If we were both single at 35, we'd get married. And today, well, I'm 35.
Happy birthday, babe.
You're actually here. Thanks. I wasn't sure if you were in town again.
Yep, I'm here. The last time was what, 6 months ago? Can't stay long, but I wanted to drop by and give you this.
What a gift, Ben! Oh, he's reaching into his pocket. What, it couldn't be the ring, could it? His grandma's ring, he always promised me. Wait, this is it? He's doing it here? Now? Ben! Oh, are you, it's us.
Yeah, in college, remember?
Of course, I love it. I need a new photo for my bedside.
Awesome. Oh, wow, your folks are here? I'ma say hi.
OMG, it's me, HBD girl.
Happy birthday.
Jenny, girls, thanks.
Great news. Look.
Oh, wow. That's the biggest damn diamond ring I've ever bloody seen. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Wait, you're all engaged? Do you all have the same ring?
Well, duh. And I'm expecting.
Wow, that's great news.
Don't worry, Frankie. You'll meet someone eventually. Besides, being 35 and single with no prospects is uber feminist right now. You're so on trend.
Huh?
Bye, cutie. Sorry, gotta run. I'll text.
But Ben... Bye.
Thanks for a great night, Frankie.
Thanks, Beth.
And that's basically what started the millennial hipster existential crisis. It's tough. Down that rabbit hole. That's why they took up knitting. Coping mechanism.
Fascinating.
Happy birthday, Frankie. Love you.
Love you too. Whatever.
Tyson, I am never having a party again. Ever.
Why? Everyone had such a fun night.
Not everyone. All of that effort to throw a stupid party so I can just be reminded that I'm what, 35-year-old spinster loser?
Oh, yeah. You are 35-year-old spinster. Just playing. I didn't hear anything.
You didn't? Ugh. Wish I'd been so lucky.
Still no man in your life at your age?
What's wrong with you?
You're waiting for Prince Charming. Well, William and Harry are both taken, honey.
College and high school sweethearts are soulmates. It runs in our family.
So single and so independent. Am I right?
You show them how it's done, babe.
Look, it's 75 carat pave.
You should really freeze your eggs.
Freeze my eggs? What? She may as well have punched me in my lady parts. And how can I afford that?
I can't even afford to buy organic, free-range, fancy eggs, let alone afford to freeze my own, just in case I never meet anyone, ever. My life is over.
No, baby. I know it's frustrating, but you need to put yourself out there. Your soulmate is out there. I just know it. How about next time Dean and I go out, you come with? We'll find you a hottie and end this drought.
So I'm going to meet my Prince Charming at the Arseless Chaps Night at the Flaming Saddles?
Point. However, we do need to get you out there. Maybe not even to find Mr. Right, but just Mr. Right right now?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know anyone who can go without sex as long as you can.
Okay.
I mean, don't you just need it or even just want it? It baffles me, girl.
Jeez, why don't you tell me how you really feel? I hate you, but you're right. Everyone's right, apparently. I could try next time I'm at the supermarket. Dudes buy groceries, right? Don't you wave your phone in my face, psycho. There's no way I'm doing phone sex. Oh, yeah, baby. Talk dirty to me, baby.
No. Dating apps, babe. Everyone does it. You're the only person I know who's not on any app. Even Beth does.
Great sell, Tyson.
I seriously think it's the only way to quickly dust those cobwebs off of you. Honestly, how long has it been?
Well, gosh, my last boyfriendish thing was maybe 3 years ago. And since then, hook up with Ben obviously maybe 6 months ago. And before that, well, whenever he was last in town. But I did date that aspiring rapper for a bit, remember? He was a Japanese Jew. So rare.
Okay, enough. We're making you a profile.
No, gross. You know how I feel about that.
What's the problem?
Online dating and apps. It's unnatural, like putting boots on a pig in the mud.
Huh?
Besides, dating in New York is the worst. 1,000 girls to every one guy, and all the good ones are gay or take.
True. But I will say dating in LA is the worst.
Great. So there's not even bi-coastal hope. Awesome. Look, I do appreciate it, really, but if I'm going to meet anyone, it's in person, just like I normally do, and like everyone else in my family did. I just want to meet a guy with old-fashioned values and to meet him the old-fashioned way. No sex on the first date, no one-night stands, no online dating. I'll just keep an eye out next time I'm at Staples or something.
Honey, times have changed.
Look, I know, but it's okay. Really, at my age, I shouldn't be on the apps. I should be married, apparently. Not messing around and trying to find the one based on a filtered photo and 150 characters. Besides, Ben and I might make it official one day. We always said we'd get married at 35, so...
Who's Ben?
You know who Ben is. No, don't look at me like that.
Come on.
No.
I met Dean online. He's my soulmate, and I absolutely wasn't expecting that. Just say yes.
No! Online dating is just so superficial.
Say yes, Frankie, to something. Anything.
No, Tyson.
Yes! Just live a little, Frankie. Life's short. Say yes to life and adventure. Say yes for freaking once.
Okay, fine. Yes. Happy?
Yes. Oh, my girl is gonna get some. Let's get you a cute profile pic while you're in that hot little dress.
Now?
Yes, now. When you finish stuffing your face with that popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Honey, look at you.
Shut up. Let me see. Yeah. I'm almost like, I don't know.
You're a babe.
Thank you. Go away, Tyson.
I've got coffee for you. And if you don't get up, I'm coming in.
I was joking last night. I don't want to do the stupid app. What?
Coffee.
Do you have it on an IV drip?
Knock it back and we'll get brunch.
I'm breathing fire and look like that talking ball from Castaway.
Wilson? Yeah, you kind of do. Well, just get it together. Put on something cute and let's brunch. We could talk about it there.
Why is the sun so bright today? Oh, it's just so offensive. Oh, what are you getting to eat? I can't decide. Can I have my phone back now?
One sec. I gotta run.
Huh?
And you've got a date.
What?
I might have made you a profile this morning, and amazing, you have a date with Justin in... Oh! Look, there he is. Oh, Your phone. Bye.
Tyson, get your
ass. Francesca? Hi. Justin.
Francesca, yes. Hi.
This was fun. I would love to see you again sometime. Here, take my number.
Okay. Yeah, a definite surprise. Yeah, I mean, Justin seems sweet and all, but honestly, the nerve of Tyson. What the hell was that, Tyson?
What?
What? The date. You set me up on a date without my permission and just bombarded me with a stranger.
Because he was hot and you need to put yourself out there. Acts of service is one of my love languages.
That was not an act of service. It was an act of deception. And I am putting myself out there. You and I speak very different love languages.
You're not putting yourself out anywhere. I saw how upset you were last night, and nothing changes if nothing changes, Frankie.
I don't care what you think I need, Tyson. I am fine. You know I have a backup plan, and it's only a matter of time before Ben and I get back together properly. I'm going to chat to him soon, so just...
Frankie, there is no you and Ben.
How can you say that? You know our history. We were so serious in college, we were going to get engaged. We've still been hooking up for years. We text all the time, and you saw how he was with me last night. That birthday present was sentimental as fuck. You can't say that was nothing.
It was nothing. He was here for all of 10 minutes and gave you a printout of an old photo neatly wrapped in a paper bag. I've made more of an effort picking up a dog's mess off the sidewalk.
Shut up.
Babe, you were together and serious in college, okay? But now you just hook up whenever he's in town, every 6 months. 3 at best. That's it. Outside of that, you're not even on his radar. You're wasting your life waiting for him.
That's not true. I'm not wasting my life. I'm busy with work, and I've been on other dates.
With who? I can't think of anyone recent. Besides, every guy you've ever dated is either emotionally unavailable, isn't into you, oh, and then you're obsessed with him, or actually is into you, in which case you're flat out not interested in him, or in the rare moments when there's an actual mutual connection, you sabotage it with some lame excuse, like you can't date him because you don't like his shoes. Remember that? I mean, what was that? You can change someone's shoes, Frankie. And besides, you know the shoes don't make the man.
Don't you dare come at me with some George Michael lyrics.
You know, I normally let tendency for avoidance slide, but not this time. And you know George said the clothes don't make the man. But come on, you and Ben are just a college memory. You were kids when you made those promises, but you're still holding on to it, saving yourself for him when he has no intention of being with you.
You're just jealous.
Of what?
That Ben and I have real history. And I didn't have to go through all the apps, casual hookups, bad relationship crap you had to. Doesn't mean you have to trash it.
Look, I'm only saying it because I care. You're amazing. But someone's got to be honest with you. You're holding space for someone who's not holding space for you. You're waiting for someone who is literally never going to date you, let alone marry you.
Go to hell! Tyson thinks he knows everything. Says I sabotage myself. Shut up. Ugh, what? It's a match, hey? Two, Corey and Nicholas. I do not sabotage myself. Well, if you can't beat him. Corey, hey, what does a ripped shirtless guy in an apron have to say for himself? Yo, lil mama, you horny. Well, duh, Einstein. What's the... Oh, dick pic. Ooh, yucks. So blocked. Nicholas, hi, how are you? Original icebreaker, Nicholas. Let's see, a puppy pic is definitely clever bait. Nice touch, touche. Cute, Nick. A little shameless selfie never hurt anybody. 36, like soccer, travel, brunch. Ugh, vomit town. Here goes... Hey, Nick, you had me at the puppy selfie. No. Hey, Nick, how are you? Now let me see what Tyson put in my profile. He said I'm 30? 35. Don't lie to these poor bastards. Tonight. Nick wants to meet tonight. No!
Say yes to something. Live a little.
Go away. Get out of my bloody head, Tyson.
Fine, but you know I'm right.
I don't date, hey?
We'll see about that. Yep, sure, Nick. Where? Oh, Miyoko Williamsburg. Fancy. 7 o'clock. Wait, 7 o'clock? What am I going to wear?
Okay, let's play Where's Wally with Nick.
Is that him? Kind of looks like the picture. Well, here goes.
いらっしゃいませ.
いらっしゃいませ.
Hi. Hi. Excuse me. Sorry.
Frankie?
Frankie. Hi, yes. That's me.
Oh, you're British.
No, I was brought up in Australia. Parents are American, though.
Ah, I see. Same, same. All convicts.
Rude. Actually, my family are all immigrants. No one is a convict. But yeah, real nice, Nick. Good start. This is why I hate these apps. You never know what you're gonna get. Can I leave now? Fuck. I need a drink.
Sorry, that was rude. Ugh. I just say stupid things when I'm nervous.
Okay, fine. It was stupid and ignorant, but I get a little awkward when I'm nervous too, so...
Appetizers and sake now that your party's here?
Oh yeah, the party's here!
Huh? I hope it's okay. I took the liberty of ordering for us so it'd come to the table when you arrived.
Say what? This guy ordered for me? I'm a feminist. Does he not know the future is female? Jerk.
Hey, be nice. Oh, these edamame are good.
You?
Huh?
Huh? Oh, thanks. I can usually order for myself, but sure, order away.
Thanks for meeting me tonight, Frankie. Kanpai!
Canned pie, yay!
Tobikko sushi.
Oh, my favy.
Favy? Huh? Who says favy?
Gosh, I love roe. The eggs from the mother's belly, so primordial.
The mother's belly? Ages two, eh? Hinting at my eggs. I know about the mother's belly and her eggs, Nick. Wrong trigger, buddy. Oh, I need more sake. Sake? L'chaim?
Thanks for letting me walk you home. I had such a great night, and... sorry for my awkwardness.
Thank you. I had fun too. It's been a really long time since I... Oh no. Oh, he's going in for the kiss. I'm not making out. Oh, is that Ro in his teeth and beard?
Just say yes. Live a little. There is no you and Ben.
I can't. Sorry. But thank you for a really great night, Nick. A little Facebook contact tracing never hurt anyone. Ben Miller. Relationships. It's complicated. Damn straight it's complicated, Ben. I know. I get it. Who the hell is that? Cozied up on a Sunday funday pic. Let's see what's going on here, Jennifer White.
Illegal use of the hands. On the offense.
Come on, Giants.
Oh, hey there. Where are you going looking fab?
Hi, Dean. Just on a date.
That a girl. Hey.
Hey, Ben. Listen to the next episode of Love, Sex and Frankie to find out what Frankie gets up to next. To meet our cast and crew and find out more, visit lovesexfrankie.com and lovesexfrankie on Instagram and Facebook.